Presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on the South Gym. 106.3 FM, KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Eric Peterson with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM's Brent Balbinot.
Well, when practices start, whether they be official or those unofficial captains' practices, and yes, they do have them in basketball at Iowa City Regina, back in late October, early November, the goal that every coach, every player, every program talks about is Wells Fargo Arena, otherwise known as the Iowa Event Center, and the state championship. Now, for only eight teams in any given class, that's going to be a reality. The rest have to buy a ticket to get here. But if you are fortunate enough, if you are good enough, if you are focused enough, you are only a week away from adding coveted hardware to your school's trophy case. It starts this morning. I was about to say this afternoon, but I had to double check my clock. Girls Class 2A, and we are seeing second ranked and unbeaten Iowa City Regina at 24-0, led by head coach Matt Bolger and company, taking on 20-4 and seventh ranked Manson Northwest Webster, the Cougars, led by Brett Larson and company. You win today and you're guaranteed two more ball games. You lose today and you can ask yourself what if during the offseason. And Eric, we had a chance to talk with one of the assistants for Iowa City Regina, Matt Haas, and he simply said this group is so young. Granted, they did get here last year, so they've got a baseline or a blueprint to compare it to, but he said a lot of these kids weren't on that roster at this time, and they really don't know what they're doing right now. They're loose. They were goofing around at one end of the floor before they went to basically the locker room to have their team meeting. They've taken a very quick shoot around, and now they're off it again, as the Cougars are still going to use the last 6 minutes here to finish up and try and get used to the shooter's eye. From a coach's standpoint, obviously you want them to be aware of what's on the line. You want them to take it seriously. At the same time, you don't want them taking the court tight. Where's the happy medium between being too loose and too tight, and how long do you think it takes for a team to kind of get a feel for things once the game tips off?
Well, I think it's so unique to every team. You know, you can't walk into this arena and step out on the floor without realizing it's different. You know, just the size of the facility and not having the backgrounds and all those kind of things are, you know, coaches talk years and years about the difference between playing in a high school gym and coming into a, to an, you know,
Wells 94 Fargo. Foot.
Yep. And the no background. And, you know, some teams try to find if, you know, can you get in Carver Hawkeye for a practice? But even, you know, getting in one time, I don't know if that has a great impact or not. But, you know, you want them to know it's something different. You want them to know it's something special. You want them to know it might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But all those things add stress and pressure. So you do everything you can to, you know, acknowledge that that's the case. But yet you want them to take a deep breath and calm down and in some ways, you know, do what you did to get here. You know, get in that mode and that focus. And that's what I think you hope for as a coaching staff.
Let's go ahead and give you the starting lineups first for the undefeated and second-ranked Regals of Iowa City Regina. They enter this afternoon's contest at 24-0. They are led by point guard Mary Crompton. Crompton stands in at 5'8". She's just, as Keith Jackson would say, a sophomore. But she has really raised her level of game, the team's leading scorer at 16 points per contest. She pulls down 3.5 boards and dishes out 2.5 assists per game. She also is good for a couple steals a contest. At the off guard, it will be Cammie Verducci. Verducci, a 5'6 senior, averaging 8.7 points, ripping down 2 rebounds per contest. At the swing, Grayson Dumont. Dumont, a 5'7 sophomore, 5.5 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. And she also is a little bit feisty defensively, also garnering 2 steals per contest. Your front court, I call her the Beamer. Kennedy Brown, she makes everything look so smooth, so easy. She just kind of glides down the court. She is the high-energy player on this roster. Again, Kennedy Brown, 5'8". She's a senior, averaging basically 9 points and 5.5 rebounds per contest. But she also is a great passer, 2.5 assists. That's second on the team, only behind the point guard Crompton. And she pulls down or garners nearly 3 steals per ball game. She is the straw that stirs the drink, EP.
Well, and again, you know, having Kennedy Brown be a senior, Matt Haas did talk about how several players were here last year and had been here before, and I think they rely a lot on Kennedy Brown and her calming influence, and Cammy Verducci, another senior. But, you know, at 5'8", you know, she a lot of times having to play much, much bigger players. Yep. And but yet you look at the stats, the rebounds, the blocks. I mean, yep, the blocks jump out at you in terms of like 120 for the season at 5'8". So there's a real athleticism there and a moxie there that a lot of players don't have.
Now, Kennedy Brown averages nearly 3 blocks per game, and this is largely against bigger, taller competition. She just knows how to get in defensive position. Rounding out the starting lineup, it will be Sarah Lehman, a 5'9 junior, 10 points, 5.5 rebounds per contest. On the flip side, for Brett Larson and the 7th-ranked Cougars of Manson Northwest Webster, they are 20-4 on the season, and they are led by their point guard, Chloe Herzberg. And that's a name you're going to get used to this evening. Every small community seems to have those one or two families that has wave after wave after wave, basically the Bohannons, if you will.
Of Cedar Rapids, there,
in this case, for Manson Northwest Webster. Chloe Herzberg, again, standing in at 5'5", she's a junior, 13 points, 4.7 rebounds per contest, and 3.2 assists per game. Your off guard is Emma Ray Snell. Snell, a 5'4 junior, 5.5 points, and 2.3 rebounds per contest. Your swing, Faith Krasinski. Krasinski, a 5'9 senior. She is the team's leading scorer, and she can fill it up at 15 points per game, pulling down 4 boards, dishing out 2 assists per contest, and she also is pulling away 2 steals per game, an all-around player. The front court, Brenna Peters. Peters, a 5'9 senior, 13 points, 7.5 rebounds per game. She leads the team in that category. And in the middle, Rebecca Kruger. Kruger, a 5'11 junior, averaging 7 points, 3.5 rebounds per contest. Let's take a look at the Holy Trinity for the Regals. They are sharing the ball extremely well. 12.5 assists per game, 12.5 steals per game, and 12.5 turnovers per game. Eric, the turnovers and the steals cancel each other out, and assist counts, obviously, because somebody's scoring a basket. There's an extra 12.5 possessions that they are getting compared to their opponents. Figure a 50% conversion rate, and there's 12 points you can put up on the board, and they largely like to do that with that full court pressure.
Well, they do. I mean, they do a good job of taking care of the basketball, and defensively, you know, their quickness, you know, is what makes them, because, again, they don't have great size, but, you know, they'll play some full court press, they'll play some half court 1-3-1, and they'll play some man. So, you know, they may experiment a little bit and find out what works for them, and it'll be fun to watch, you know, what the strategies come to be here as the game gets started.
For Manson Northwest Webster, they share the ball extremely well as well. 13.3 assists per ball game, 8.6 steals, and they take decent care of the basketball with 11.8 turnovers per game. Subtract the turnovers from steals and assists, and you've got plus 10.1. Again, a 50% conversion rate, plus 10. So you've got two teams that are on paper look very similar in their operation, but in the final scoreboard, very different. Manson Northwest Webster averages 60.5 points per contest. They allow opponents 41.7, basically 42 points per game. On the flip side, for Iowa City Regina, not quite the same offensive punch, but close at 56.2 points. But here's the difference, Eric. They are holding opponents to just 37 points per ball game. Something has to give today. Which is it? The immovable object or the irresistible force?
Well, I think the key is, you know, has Manson, Northwest Webster, have they faced anything quite like Regina's defense? You know, they've used the term the big three. They have 3 players that score almost between 12.8 and 14 points per game. You know, that's unusual in the smaller classes to have that. You know, sometimes you have the big one and sometimes the big two, but rarely do you have 3 players. So, you know, that complicates what you want to do defensively a little bit. You can do a lot to take one player out or even 2, but when a team has 3 really good players, that'll challenge you defensively.
Taking a look at how both these teams got here. Day number 1 for them as far as the high school girls state basketball tournament is concerned. The 7th-ranked Cougars of Manson Northwest Webster knocked off Ogden, more like dismantled Ogden, 87-47. Dyke New Hartford didn't give them much of a ball game either. A 22-point victory, 52-30. And then a tight one against Des Moines Christian, 47-43. For the Regals, 68-29, dispatching Jessup in their first round matchup. Sumner Fredericksburg fell then, 49-34, in a game that I believe we called, and that was a really tight ball game. As a matter of fact, they trailed by 8 at the end of that first quarter, but the press was simply too much, and Sumner Fredericksburg's point guard, their freshman point guard, twisted her ankle. They took care of business in the second half. And then against the Beasts, North Lynn, and you saw them against one of the best in the state in Class 2A. 50-47, they earned their way here.
Well, that's one nice thing to be tested. You know, West Branch, a state tournament team who played a good first half last night, let it get away from a little bit in the second half. You know, they played them twice. And again, I think that's good experience to have that kind of ball game. And again, those experiences hopefully will help them tonight in case it is a tight ball game, or if they get later in the ball game and it's close.
Well, both these teams are no strangers to making a trip to Des Moines in the last decade. That would be 10 years for those of you that are trying to put your fingers out in front of you. 6 state qualifiers for Manson Northwest Webster. On the flip side for Iowa City Regina, this is their third trip to the state tournament in the last 4 seasons. So basically both these rosters, not all of them, but at least a certain percentage, this isn't going to be unfamiliar territory to them.
No, like I say, I mean, you know, my guess is some of the girls got brought up to dress last year, obviously probably didn't see the floor, but obviously 3, 4, 5 of them did, and so I think that experience is helpful.
Well, the non-starters being introduced for both squads. The starters now being introduced. Manson Northwest Webster in their traveling blue uniforms with the red and white stripes down the jersey tops and shorts. The white lettering and numerals with the red trim. They will be the visiting team. By virtue of being the higher seed, Iowa City Regina, the home team, they are in their whites with the gold lettering and numerals with the blue trim. The dual thin jersey stripes down the tops and the bottoms that lead to that big blue and gold Regina moniker at the bottom of the shorts. You've got 2 young bucks walking the sidelines here. 2 of the finest young coaches that you're going to find in any class in the state. Matt Bolger for Iowa City Regina and Brett Larson for Manson Northwest Webster. It's not enough just to have great talent, folks. When you get into a 1-game season, I lay money on who has the better coaching staff. And tonight, I think you have to flip a coin, Eric. Yeah, this ought to be an interesting chess match.
You know, the experience of both coaches, young coaches here, but again, that have experience being at the state tournament. So again, both have great leaders in their programs.
We're going to take a 60-second timeout as we get set for the playing of our national anthem. When we come back, it will be tip-off as we are getting set for day number 2, game number 1 of the Iowa High School Girls State Basketball Tournament Class 2A action first-round matchup between number 2, Iowa City Regina, and 7th-ranked Manson Northwest Webster. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds with the tip-off. You're listening to High School Sports on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect-Tow, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
And the national anthem in the books, nicely done by a trio, a cappella. It's time for tip-off now. And if you cannot tell, the confines are tight here at Wells Fargo Arena. We are literally probably no more than 10 feet away from the student section for Manson Northwest Webster.
And they have been colorful during warm-ups. Regina is warming up in front of them. And, oh, some good-natured heckling maybe. I don't know.
You could put it that
creative,
way.
Creative, sure. Though. Creative.
Very much so.
Not Stanford band creative, but creative nonetheless.
I think we'd go for positive creative versus negative creative. Yep, absolutely. Iowa City, Regina, a little bit later of an arriving crowd. Not quite as big, to be honest with you, but at the same time, their student body section looks like it is now in full force as the buzzer sounds, and we are getting set for tip-off. Here we go. One of the officials clapping to the Manson Northwest student body. You lobby anytime you can, right?
Well, you know, during the course of the game, the student body will be speaking with the official, or at least hoping to be heard by the officials.
You can hear everything and how tight the confines are here as the Cougars win the tip. They will move from right to left on your radio dial to begin the ball game. And Iowa City, Regina, are they out in a 2-3 zone here? I'm waiting for the ball to go underneath. They do, and they feed the post. Faith Krasinski drops step into the paint, and just like that, first blood to the Cougars, 2-0.
Well, that was pretty easy for Manson Northwest Webster.
Crompton, dribble penetration, dishes off into the low blocks. Nice feed to Sarah Lehman, and we're tied.
Well, both times, that time penetration, a little dump pass to Sarah Lehman, point blank range, and hung on the rim a little bit, but did go in.
Loose ball, right wing, picked up Johnny on the spot by Rebecca Kruger. Their big center pops out 10 feet and hits the baseline jumper. Both teams have scored in their early going here. Grayson Dumont off the screen by Crompton. Dishes it off up top. Kennedy Brown. Dumont, they'll reverse it far side to Verducci beyond the arc, and she walked. Emma Ray Snell charged, got right underneath her jersey, and she wasn't quite prepared for it. That'll be a turnover.
Well, again, Regina wanted to start that three-person weave out front, which they used to get their offense started a lot of times. And again, just taking a step before you put the ball on the floor.
Iowa City, Regina is in a soft man-to-man right now. Top of the key, dribble penetration, right wing by Herzberg. She'll back it out. In between the circles, still keeping her dribble. Reverses it near side, Trashinsky. Into the corner now, Peters. Back out up top, in between the circles, Snell. They're going to lob it into the low blocks. Kruger backing down her defender. She walked with it. That was a cagey move by Lehman. She had bodied her up, EP, and then backed off at the last second, and she'd end up almost falling down and was forced to travel.
You see that occasionally when there's been a lot of contact early in the game, but every now and then if that player just kind of gives up that ground, the offensive player will almost stagger, lose their footing, and travel.
Lehman drives in, a little bit of contact with Kruger. I thought they might have called her for a foul. Instead, it's going to be, a travel. They're going to be a foul. And this one will go against Brenna Peters. It'll be her first team foul, number one. At the line. Lehman off the mark on her first free throw attempt. Lehman on the season. A 63% free throw shooter. High arcing shot. Falls through the cylinder. She drains her second. Unable to do so, it looked like Cammie Verducci.
Well, they did a good time, that job of defending the post, number 50, Rebecca Kruger. But again, just couldn't corral the rebound. Manson got the first rebound, and then it kind of lost control. And
they turn it over here, but getting it right back in the front court is Herzberg. She drives in, misses the bunny, and I think we're going to have an over-the-back call on Brenna Peters crashing. That's going to be her second.
Wow. Well, and Brenna Peters averages 12.8 a ball game, and their leading rebound at 7.6 rebounds a game.
So, going to have to sub out one of his starters, Brett Larson, immediately. Going to go to the bench. The Regals trailing by a point. Mary Crompton drives in left wing, and she's fouled on her way to the iron.
Well, Regina, that half step quicker right now. They did the weave, and when they come off the weave, they've been going hard to the basket. That time, Mary Crompton, in the act of shooting, she's fouled. She'll shoot two.
At the line, Mary Crompton, the team's leading scorer and an excellent free throw shooter at 78%. She drains her first, as we're going to have substitutions now for the Regals. Lauren Gardy will check in, their best defensive player. With the last name Gardy, you'd better be good at the defensive end. Crompton drains her second. And Iowa City, Regina has retaken the lead at 5-4. And here comes the 1-2-2 zone press. in pulling it for the first time. Herzberg guarding right in their jersey. They just do get it across the timeline, but then stripped from behind Snell. The long outlet pass coming down the court and an easy right-handed layup for Verducci.
Well, that time Manson got across half court, but then they got the second trap across half court.
We've got a foul at half court as Gardy thought she had another steal, but the official on the far wing is going to call her for reaching in.
Well, this one we'll see again. Has Manson seen anything like this quickness that Regina has? Again, almost a second turnover there. Regina didn't think they'd fouled, but again, Fisher right on top of the play.
Katie Dunn is in at center as well for Regina. Young sophomore stands in at about 5'11".
Regina's gone to the 1-3-1 trap here.
Yep. Coming up on the five-minute mark here, first quarter. They try and lob it down low to Kruger. The ball was tipped by Gardy. They try and go post to post in the low blocks. The ball goes through the wickets of Trashinsky. It's all the way out at half court. Gardy finally tracks it down. It's Dunn, and Dunn got ahead of herself as she walked the free throw line.
Well, turnovers both ways there. Loose ball, and Regina was nice play. They actually couldn't get to it, but the player dove and tipped it forward, and Regina was able to come up with the ball. Looked like they'd have the advantage, but then traveled. So a turnover by Manson, then a turnover by Regina.
Substitution for the Cougars as checking in is Taylor Wood, a 5'9 senior and a much more sizable post. Not as tall, but definitely very thick. She splits a double team and immediately pays dividends as she gets two off the square.
Again, Regina not getting there quick enough with the double team, and Taylor Wood off the bench at 5'9", averages 4.5 points a game, but gets her first two.
Crompton, step back three, got it! If she starts to heat up, look out. She is a tremendous perimeter shooter. And from beyond the arc, almost 50% this season. 10-6, Regals with the lead. Cougars with the ball moving right to left. Coming up on the four-minute mark here, first quarter. Back in that 1-3-1 zone trap, as you heard EP mention. Baseline drive, kicking it out to the near corner. Three on the way by Snell. It's short. Crompton with a nice job to box out. And now the sophomore wants to run. Long outlet. Hitting Verducci. Gardy's going to drive left baseline. And we're going to have a blocking foul. And Coach Larson, in that official's ear on the far side, he thought that might have been a bit touchy.
That's the fourth team fouled already on Manson. Regina just has the one. But again, Regina pushing the ball up the floor, gets the half step by, and again, there's contact, and the officials call it.
Trashinsky with the foul. We've got a timeout on the floor at the 3:56 mark, just a 30-second variety, so we will keep it here. 3:56 left to go in the first quarter. Second-ranked Regina 10. Seventh-ranked Manson Northwest Webster 6. Bear with us here, folks. They have installed a new video board just above half court, but it doesn't have basically the players' rosters or how many fouls they've got. I'm looking across the board here. We've got team fouls, but I'm looking for individuals, and they're putting them in separate parts. Each team has something on the ribbon billboard here, so bear with us. This is sharp, but you definitely have to get used to it.
Yeah, you have to kind of search for it a little bit.
So the Regals will inbound. Gardy off Crompton. Drives to the baseline, misses the shot. Nice crash in the rebound. The garbage putback goes for Lauren Gardy. And here comes the 1-2-2 zone press. Northwest Webster trying to go up the near side. Snell hands it off to Herzberg. She is a quick little guard all the way to the iron and lays it up and in.
Well, that's a nice job. That's quickness. I talk about Regina quickness, but Chloe Herzberg that time just blew right by the defender.
Crompton off the screen by Gardy. Pick and roll, but she can't come up with the pass. Loose ball corralled by Wood. She gets it to Herzberg.
I don't know, this actually might be almost more of a 1-2-2 because the top person on the zone sags then almost to try to help with the post player.
It's almost like a 3-2 when the ball's above the free throw line, but a 2-3 when it drops below it. And you're asking a lot out of the kid in that middle because they have to have the physicality of a post but the quickness of a guard.
Well, it is a smaller player. That's more than
Gardy
there. And again, she's 5'6".
Emily Wubbin has checked into the ball game, as has Katie Condon, and they turn it over. Again, Gardy, such quick hands out around the perimeter, forces the turnover.
She deflected the ball and went off the Manson player's foot out of bounds right in front of the Regina bench.
So 2:43 left to go first quarter. Regina 12, Manson Northwest Webster 8. Regals with the lead and the ball. Dribble penetration on the baseline by Lehman. It's rejected by Wood. Here comes Snell. Crosses over up the far side. Picked up by Gardy. Regina, nice job of transition defense. Herzberg in the middle of the paint. He'll kick it out left wing. She pops out. Dangerous skip pass far side. Snell, dribble penetration on the right baseline. Blocking foul going to be called. And if it's Gardy, that's going to be her second. It is. And now Matt Bolger's got a decision to make and immediately goes to the bench. Kennedy Brown and Grayson Dumont both checking back in.
Well, Regina typically would play eight kids, so they have a rotation there. So hopefully, again, they can weather this little bit of foul trouble.
Back defensively, the lob pass comes out at the top of the key and turning it over. Even when they're not getting steals, they're forcing turnovers with that tight jersey pressure.
When I had that as the fifth Manson Northwest Webster turnover, so again, Regina defense causing them problems. That was almost an unforced turnover.
It really was.
Just a pass to the wing to start the offense. A little bit of defensive pressure, but not a lot.
So here come the Regals again, leading 12-8 with 2:12 left to go first quarter. Crompton swings it right wing, dribble penetration baseline. Lehman goes up strong, partially swatted away by Wood. And here come the Cougars. Up the far side, Herzberg. Nobody picks her up. She's going to spot up for a long three and drains it. And a little flash to the student body. This kid's got game.
Well, that was just a pull-up, walk-up. Regina a little slow picking her up.
Crompton tries to answer at the other end, and she does from about 22 feet out. Both teams' point guards showing each other up. Back up to a 15-11 lead. Regina by four. Back defensively, Snell beyond the arc as she dribbles out in between the rings. Regals are again in that. We'll call it a 1-2-2 right now.
I think that's what, yes.
Yep. Dumont will be in the middle of it right now. Dribble penetration. Herzberg almost lost the dribble. Wood pops out left baseline about 10 feet out. Pump fake. Going to drive in over Kennedy Brown. She's tough to stop.
Well, they can't give up the baseline there. Lehman came out for some reason on the high side and let her go baseline. So it was a pretty easy basket.
Crompton stops and pops from the elbow. She is now shooting 65% from the floor. Unbelievable.
11 first quarter points for Mary Crompton.
And a 17-13 lead as Herzberg down the left side of the lane. She got fouled. The outlet, Dumont will slow it down top of the key. Swings it near wing. Crompton from distance again. The drapery swish. Puts her hands together with a rare show of emotion, and the sophomore point guard is lighting it up.
Well, we've talked about how she's improved from last year, and again, this is just an example. That's her third three-pointer of the first quarter. 13 points.
20-13. She's got 13 of her team's 20 points. And Northwest Webster will hold it for the final shot with 15 seconds left to go. Herzberg breathing heavy. She'll swing it right wing, spotting up for three. Sarah Herzberg off the mark. Crashing to come down with it is Verducci, but she fell down, and that'll be a travel.
That's a tough call. Verducci a little smaller, but doing a good job going up strong for the rebound, a contested rebound, a little bit of contact. So coming down, she's knocked to the floor, and they call her for a travel. We got 7.7 seconds left, so a little quick on the shot for Mason, holding it for the last shot of the quarter.
Chloe Herzberg lobs it, and it's two, basically. Grayson Dumont, she misses the layup. Crompton with 3 seconds, step back three near corner, just short. This place would have erupted had she hit that shot.
You know, and it was right online, but just a little bit short.
We got a track meet of a first quarter. Second-ranked Iowa City, Regina, 20. Seventh-ranked Northwest Webster, 13. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Back with quarter number two. You're listening to High School Girls State Tournament Basketball Action on KGYN.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan. And I went down to one of the big box stores that had always had a military discount and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck and pulled out my military ID, and the person at the front counter said, "Well, we don't do military discounts anymore." And I said, "Well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away." I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials. for veterans, current military members, police, firefighters, first responders. It's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Second 8 minutes put up on the scoreboard clock at Wells Fargo Arena. We welcome you back courtside. Brent Balbinot, Eric Peterson. Also have Jeff Downing. He'll be taking over the play-by-play chores for the remainder of the afternoon here. Class 2A, first round action. Mary Crompton trying to pick up where she left off. Misses on a three ball. Regina moving from left to right, leading 20-13 over Northwest Webster. Ball goes out of bounds, and it looks like last touch by the Cougars, so the Regals will maintain possession.
A great first half, or first quarter for Regina. They were 7-for-12 from the field in that first quarter, and again, Mary Crompton hitting three threes.
As Cammie Verducci tries to join her teammate, she cannot. Rebound by Lehman. Crompton, dribble penetration, kicks it out to the far wing. Verducci. Back to Crompton, who drives baseline. A lot of contact and a blocking foul going to be called against Chloe Herzberg.
Although, again, Manson not bad. They were 6-for-12 in that first quarter as well, so both teams shot the ball well. Regina right now is 3-for-5 from the three-point line after those last two missed three-pointers.
With Mary Crompton getting three of them as Lehman. Nice drive from the high blocks down the middle of the paint, give her two.
Nice little inbounds play under the Regina basket for a layup.
Eric, if this tells you anything, Mary Crompton for Regina had 13. Manson Northwest Webster as a team had 13 in that first quarter.
Yep.
As Kruger misses a shot down low, and Crompton's taking it hard to the iron and then throws it away. Jump pass, probably not a smart move. I know she's feeling it right now, but you still don't always need to make the spectacular play, do you? Near corner, Peters, top of the key. Spin move by Trashinsky. Elevates from the elbow, no good. And Lehman cleans up underneath.
Well, that's where Manson may need to be a little more patient there, really. Regina did a nice job of taking it away there and four shot.
Grayson Dumont dribbles out. Verducci at the top of the key. Back to Dumont. She's now out beyond the pro arc. Regina going to set up their offense. Verducci about 25 feet out. Dumont and her playing a little catch in between the circles. Lehman is in the high blocks. Have they switched to a zone here? What are they running?
They're sagging quite a bit.
Very so much so.
Not really guarding Grayson Dumont when she's at least out high anyway.
Emma Ray Snell picks up her first, sixth team foul. One more and the Regals will be in the bonus. Brown inbounds to Dumont on the near wing. Verducci pops out. They screen to get Crompton open. Great pump fake. Drives baseline. Elevates the seven-footer off the far side of the iron, and she's cooled off just a bit.
Yep. Shots are right on. You know, just either a little strong or a little short, but dead on line.
Snell pops it back out in between the rings now. Trashinsky tries to feed it down low. Herzberg pops out now beyond the left arc. Into the corner. And Herzberg's going to spot up for three. And there's another quality point guard on the floor right now, and she belongs to Northwest Webster.
Well, that's her second three-pointer, so that closes the gap to 22-16 with 5:47 left here in the second quarter.
Dumont in between the rings. I think this is a 2-3, but they're sagging on the weak side here, Eric. As Lehman picks up the loose ball in the middle of paint, and right now they don't have a post that's quick enough to stay with her.
No, but some really nice passing the last two possessions for Regina getting the ball inside.
Kruger down low, tries to muscle up, rejected from behind. There's one of those blocks by Kennedy Brown. And she's going to run the break. Oh, she dragged her pivot foot as she came to a jump stop at the top of the key, and she knew it.
Well, she does a nice job, you know, of waiting until the opponent leaves the floor. And again, she times her jump and gets right there and does a nice job hitting blocks. She sometimes comes from a little ways away, too.
Peters will inbound. Every now and then, a Beamer needs traction control, and she needed it right there. She knew it. 24-16, Regina leads by 8. Northwest Webster with the ball. 5 minutes left to go in the first half. A nice crossover. Not electing to make the move, though, is Trashinsky. Driving down the right side of the lane on a great crossover is Herzberg, who misses the bunny, follows her own shot, throws a circus shot up off the left side, no good. Brown finally pulls it down and comes to a jump stop. The outlet, Verducci will slow it down and turn around. Brown really being dogged now. The top half of the zone is almost man-to-man.
Now it does look a little more like a 2-3 zone, although they obviously stay with the basketball.
Brown in the high blocks, kicks it back out, and this is given Regina some fits. Where's the soft spot in the zone right now, Eric?
Well, again, turn over Regina.
Lehman didn't feel the pressure coming from behind. Snell knocked it away. She doesn't elect to take it in. She's going to hit a trailer. Kruger, their big center from 15 feet out, no good. Northwest Webster did not take advantage of the break that time.
No. We'll see Regina again. Since they've gone kind of this 2-3 zone, they've struggled a little bit.
Dumont tried to catch and shoot near corner, but couldn't quite corral it.
She walked. Well, it was a good job. She fumbled the pass. So, again, I think she wanted to shoot and was ready to shoot, but just fumbled the pass. But the ball went outside and came back to her. And, again, started walking before she puts the ball on the floor.
And Matt Bulger with a wise substitution. She is really frustrated, and he put his arm around her. And I could read his lips. He said, "You've got to calm down."
Well, that's Regina's fourth turnover. They had four in the first quarter, four here in the second, with still 4 minutes to play. Manson had six turnovers in the first quarter, none here in the second quarter.
On EP, my thought on that is only one of those was an actual steal. Yeah, the others have been unforced. Score remains 24-16 as this game has slowed down. Dribble penetration and a travel on Trushinski. Nice defense, though, by Katie Dunn. She was standing there like a rock-solid wall, and she just ran right into her.
So this is where you need to be a little stronger with the basketball. A couple times Virginia's made passes and hasn't anticipated, like, the weak side defense. The last time they Cammy Verducci from the corner.
Hey, everybody getting it on the act for a three.
Well, that'll make the Manson have to come out and guard her as well, so that may open up the middle a little bit.
27-16, largest lead of the ball game for either team. The Regals enjoy it. Cougars with the ball, moving right to left. Trushinski, we're going to have a hip check. Is that Crompton as she came up the double teamer in the high blocks?
A little tight there. Again, they had her. Her dribble was picked up, and she was pivoting, trying to find a spot to release. Coach Bulger over there just looking up at the sky, thinking, that hasn't been a foul all year.
Trushinski spots up off the inbounds for three and airmails it. Buzzer sound, substitution for the Cougars. Here comes Herzberg. I think she has to be on the floor if they want to get back into this one.
Well, again, you don't want to fall too far behind here, as you close up this second quarter. So sometimes even with players with foul trouble and things like that, you've got to give them minutes.
A trailing Kennedy Brown down the middle of paint. Contact, she loses the ball. Picked up by Condon. The outlet, here comes Herzberg. They haven't picked up the ball yet. She was about to launch. And then a late identification by Verducci. Now they're going to post Herzberg up. She goes up and over Crompton, drops up into the paint and hits the baby hook shot. Interesting to see if they continue that.
Yep. Well, getting her inside, posting her up a little bit.
Crompton, skip pass, far to near side. Guardy's checked back in. Crompton, great pump fake, drives in from the elbow. Got it! And she fouled. Nope, a timeout going to be called by Iowa City. Regina.
We got 30 seconds left.
30-second timeout. We'll keep it here at the 2:37 mark first half. Regals with an 11-point lead, 29-18. You talk about good perimeter passing, but EP, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and I think Mary Crompton was told dribble penetration. Try and break that zone down.
Well, that's a part of her game that has improved so much this year, and with being such a good three-point shooter, she's really got that ball fake, and then when they fly out at her on the floor and go right by her, and again, she's developed the ability to stop and pop, jump, stop, and elevate, or the little drop-off passes. Yep. So, her game has expanded so much from last year to this year, and again, only a sophomore, only going to get better.
She's going to be playing Division I college ball somewhere. It's just a matter of where. Is that 1-2-2 zone press, and Cammy Verducci came away with a steal, but then she double dribbled trying to actually make the break.
Yeah, kind of a tough call there. Regina gets the turnover. Cammy Verducci steps in the passing lane, but then again turns it over again. That's the sixth Regina turnover of the quarter. Oh, that's a tough one, and it's a steal situation.
As Herzberg just does beat the timeline, give and go. They get it back to her, stops and pops from 15. It goes begging off the right side, crashing the glass, going up strong with the left hand, and Brenna Peters is now in the books. 29-20. Cougars hanging around. Regals cannot put them away. Skip pass near side. Verducci for three. Book it!
We haven't seen Cammy Verducci shoot a lot. I remember the game the other night. She didn't take many shots, only like maybe fourth quarter, and here two early three-pointers.
She's a 35% three-point shooter, so she can't hit them. And she does here to make it 32-20. As that half-court press really giving Manson Northwest Webster fits. But Herzberg slices through, fades away, counted off glass, and she's fouled. Wow. She's single-handedly keeping them in the game.
How was that?
Katie Dunn. Her first team foul, number 4. And check that. That was not Herzberg. That was actually Trushinski.
On Trushinski, when she went to the free throw line, she was breathing heavily, but again, able to score, draw the foul, and get a conventional three-point play. Again, that keeps them or gets them back within single digits, 32-23 with the minute 45 left here in the second quarter.
32-23. Regals with the lead and the ball. A minute 40 left to go in the first half. Brown swings it to Crompton. She'll launch from distance. Around the world, it kicks out. Lehman skies to pull it down, and she's fouled on the way up. I checked that. That's going to be Brown. Kennedy Brown staying aggressive on the glass.
Well, Kennedy Brown, I think one small thing you look at as a former coach, but Kennedy Brown been able to play this whole first half, I believe, has no fouls, and I think that's so important because we've had some games where she's been in some foul trouble and has had to sit, and she's so important, both offensive, defensively, leadership. So to see her get through so much of this first half with no fouls, I think that's going to be really helpful for Regina as the game goes on.
Brown hits one of two. The second one rims out. So it remains a 10-point Regal lead of 33-23, trapping at half court. They go over the top of it. Herzberg cut hard to the lane, but they miss her. They'll get it to her. She pops out right wing, though. Brown an arm's length off of her. Top of the key, Snell. They're going to go down low into the blocks. Taylor Wood just muscles down Sarah Lehman, and they just can't stop her. She's too big a body.
Well, again, Taylor Wood off the bench, 6 points, only averages 4.5.
Brown, dribble penetration, right wing. Hands it off to Dumont as check back in the game. 1 minute left to go in the half. Far wing, Verducci. Dribble penetration. Great feed down low to Brown, who got the seal and muscles up for two.
Well, again, penetration and then a nice pass. And Kendi Brown able to screen off her player, get it on her hip, and an easy layup for Regina.
Herzberg's going to slow it down with 44 seconds left to go. We'll see if the Cougars work for the final shot of the half, trailing by 10.
Coach holds up one finger here, and the way the first quarter ended, Regina just kept the, or Manson kept the ball out at half court. Regina chose to set back, catch their breath a little bit, then we'll see what the last 10 seconds of the quarter brings. Well,
both teams are going to catch their breath here in the next 30 seconds Nothing is moving. Regina will not come out to force ball pressure, and Herzberg's not going to press.
Troshinsky's not in right now, I don't believe, so at least that takes one key scoring threat away.
12 seconds. Now they'll start their offense in motion. Near corner, 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Popping out up top, Herzberg, far wing, stutter steps, drive, steps back, 18-footer. Around the world, it kicks out. Ball tap run. Oh, and Kennedy Brown is absolutely leveled. And I believe that was Herzberg following her shot. With 0.9 seconds left, that's team foul number 9. Kennedy Brown will try and clear the cobwebs. She's got the front end of a 1-and-1 coming.
Well, a tough thing for Manson there. They got a pretty good look there, and just a long rebound. Kennedy Brown first to the basketball, and Manson player just a little out of control. Quite a collision with 0.9 seconds left. It is a 1-and-1 here for Kennedy Brown, but a huge swing, you know, again, with Manson having a chance to possibly score to end the quarter. Now Regina having a chance to add to the lead.
Front end of a 1-and-1 for Kennedy Brown. It's all net. Kennedy Brown, a slightly above average free throw shooter at 66%. Even more important, though, Herzberg just picked up her third foul as Brown hits 1-of-2. The rebound and the buzzer sounds. We have come to the end of the first half of play. Second-ranked Iowa City Regina, leading seventh-ranked Manson Northwest Webster by 11, 36-25. We'll take a two-minute break, a two-minute timeout. Back with your halftime stats and analysis. You're listening to live coverage of the 2016 Iowa High School Girls State Basketball Tournament on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children, all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin and Stocker began when Willa was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter, Kate, has joined the family at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of her team and Stalker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Welcome back to the Iowa Event Center at Wells Fargo Arena. Brent Balvin alongside Eric Peterson. I hope you can hear me because I can't. This place is absolutely rocking. Right now it's halftime entertainment. Well, we've got a dandy here. Class 2A, first round, state tournament action. Number 2, Iowa City Regina, leading number 7, Manson Northwest Webster by 11, 36-25. As we await the box scores here, Eric, take us through this. This game started off rather slow. It was the Mary Crompton show through the first 8 minutes as she had 13 of her team's 20 points in the first quarter. That was all that the entire Cougar squad had. It seemed to slow down, almost like both teams needed to catch a breather to begin the second 8 minutes, and then boom, in about the last 4 minutes, a track meet of a game again. Does either team have the momentum? I know you're looking at an 11-point lead right now for the Regals, but who has it? Who's favored right now?
I'll be honest. I think Regina's in a great spot for a couple reasons. One, Mary Crompton's off to a great start, and so I think that can continue. I don't know if they can match up. Cammy Verducci again has really stepped up and been a factor with a couple free throws. And as I mentioned, Kendi Brown not having foul trouble. I think that's huge for Regina to have her in the game. And Regina's, they're shooting the ball well. They're 13 for 23, 56% from the first half, and they're 5 for 9 from the three-point line. Manson's 11 for 26, 42%, 2 for 5 from the three-point line. Turnovers are about even. Regina had 10. Manson had 9. But again, you got to certainly like Regina's chances. They're up 11. They're not in foul trouble. I think, again, they're in good shape going into the second half.
Well, as I look at it here, too, free throws. Regina has made more than Manson Northwest Webster has attempted, and that's the old formula. You should be looking at a win if that's the case. 5 for 8 for the Regals, 1 for 1 for the Cougars. And of those turnovers, I'd be interested to see. They don't have the category here, but points off those turnovers, because I'm going to think of 1, 2, I'm going off the top of my head off of those 10 turnovers. I can think of at least 50%, a minimum of 10 points off those turnovers that the Regals have forced with that 1-2-2 zone.
Well, like I say, some of those turnovers were coming out on the floor, and they led to breakouts for Regina, or a slight advantage, or where they were able to capitalize off of those turnovers.
As we take a look at board work, Iowa City Regina with a half a dozen extra, 16-10. Individual scoring for both squads right now. And leading all players, Mary Crompton, 5 for 10 from the floor. She has 15 points, 3 boards, a couple of assists in 15 minutes worth of play. On her heels, Sarah Lehman with 7 points and 4 rebounds. 4 points, 5 boards for Kennedy Brown. 6 points for Cammy Verducci, both coming from beyond the arc. 4 points, as we mentioned, for Kennedy Brown, and then a deuce for Lauren Gardy. She's been brought in for defensive purposes. On the flip side, for the Cougars, Chloe Herzberg, their point guard. I'm going to have to talk with Brent Larson after this game because she has to be getting sniffs from somewhere. But she picked up her third personal with about 9/10 of a second left to go in the first half following her shot. She is going to have to play extremely smart, very disciplined basketball, not to get in extreme foul trouble. She is 3 for 10 from the floor, 8 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, a block, and a steal in 15 minutes worth of play. 7 points for Faith Prashinsky on 3 of 5 shooting to go along with a couple of boards. And then 6 points off the bench for Taylor Wood, their backup center, but she is a space eater that Regina doesn't have a matchup size-wise for. She is 3 for 3 from the floor with 6 points. After that, Kruger, their starting center, with a deuce. Likewise, Brenna Peters with a deuce. So let's play virtual coach here in the next 5 minutes and 30 seconds, EP. If you are in that Regina locker room and you're Matt Bulger, what are you telling your team right now?
Well, I think, again, you've got to be pleased. And it's, again, let's keep doing the same thing. But, again, this is a quality team they're playing. You got to expect that there's going to be a run of some type. And so you got to be prepared to weather that storm, and you got to be mentally tough, and you got to play through that. Again, it seems in basketball it's a game of ebb and flows. And so, again, Regina got off to that great start. They shot the ball exceptionally well. Every single player on Regina's team that shot is shooting over 50%, although a number of them just have 2 shots and made 1 of 2. But they've got contributions from quite a few players. And again, now they have the first half under their belt. They've got the atmosphere, the court, all those things, and although so does Manson. But again, I think that bodes well for Regina, and they're in good shape.
Do you tell Mary Crompton to take it at Herzberg, try and pick up that 4th foul?
I think you certainly look at that because, you know, Manson had 3 of their key players. 1 has 3 and 2 have 2. So, you know, when I'm talking about Regina, other than one player, you know, they're in great shape from a foul. I think they only maybe had 14 fouls in that first half. When you think of how aggressive they play defensively and get out and get all over the ball handlers and things like that to only have 4 fouls, that lets them play really aggressive in the second half.
If you're Brett Larson, do you have to go to a zone? Not only because it gave Regina some fits, but to protect your point guard and maybe keep her on the floor a little bit longer.
You know, you might a little bit. I guess it's like anything else. You know, though, if your bread and butter's all year been man, it's tough to try to be something you're not, although you could certainly do it for stretches and things from that standpoint. But the only thing is, too, if you fall behind, you know, if you sit in a zone, you know, I'm not saying that Regina would opt to be patient, but they could be more patient and shorten up the ball game. So I think sometimes if you're down behind in double digits, it may be tough, especially when the fourth quarter gets there, to sit in a zone.
Right now at the half, number 2, Regina, leading number 7, Northwest Webster, by 11, 36-25. We'll take another 2-minute break. 2-minute timeout. Back to wrap up your halftime stats and analysis. The second half just around the corner. You're listening to live coverage of the Girls Class 2A State Basketball Tournament from Des Moines on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYN.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan, and I went down to one of the big box stores that had always had a military discount and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck and pulled out my military ID, and the person at the front counter said, well, we don't do military discounts anymore. And I said, well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials. For veterans, current military members, Police, firefighters, first responders. It's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena at the Iowa Events Center. We are at the half. Brent Balbinot, Eric Peterson. We are just 55 seconds away from resuming play. Second half. Girls Class 2A State Tournament first round action. The winner advances to the semifinals. The loser will pack their gear up for another season. Second-ranked Regina, 36. Seventh-ranked Northwest Webster, 25. And while they're in control, we've seen how that three-point arc is such a great equalizer, Eric. And Chloe Herzberg has a couple of her own here this afternoon. We'll wait and see. But you don't need to get it all back at once. There's no such thing as an 11-point basket. If you're Brett Larson for Northwest Webster, what are you telling your team as far as the first 2 to 3 minutes of the third quarter?
Well, number one, to be honest, Regina has been susceptible inside. Again, Taylor Wood came off the bench and scored. Before that, Rebecca Kruger got an easy basket inside. So, again, they're a little bit bigger than Regina, a little bit stronger inside, so they may look a little bit inside and maybe again go inside and then inside out and again look for open three-point shooters from there.
If you're Regina, I'm looking over at Kennedy Brown, she just smiles at us. She is a BMW.
Well, and again, just look at the stats. One thing I missed, Kennedy had 4 assists in that first half, 1 block, 2 steals. So again, she's only taken 2 shots, but again, impacting the game in a lot of other ways.
The moment just doesn't seem to be too big for her. She's enjoying this every minute of it. That's very aggressive. Dribble penetration. Trashinsky down the middle of the paint, but misses. Guess who? Kennedy Brown with the board. Cammy Verducci kicking in the afterburners. Leaves the left-handed layup short, and then dribbling it off of her foot. A rare mistake by Herzberg. That's an unforced turnover.
That's a couple times we've seen, again, just that dribble go down and the foot be out there in front and off the foot. So Regina running inbounds play under their own basket.
Brown lobs it out to Lehman in the elbow. Crompton top of the key. Again, Mary Crompton had herself an excellent first half. She had 13 points at the end of the first quarter alone, 15 through the first two. Man-to-man defense right now by the Cougars. Off a three-man weave, Crompton down the left side of the lane, fades away, and she stutter-stepped before she took off. There was the anticipation of contact, Eric, and every coach will tell you, go in hard. Yeah. You're not going to get a foul called against you if you go in 10-10.
Well, they're set play, and it was a handoff, and she was coming around again to her weak hand, and I don't know if that sometimes makes a little bit of a difference if you're going to your weak hand. Your steps are maybe a little off, and again, just anticipating the contact, and she walked.
Trashinsky, dribble penetration, 1 foot inside the arc, launches the 18-footer, no good. Herzberg cleans up underneath. She's fouled from behind. I think the guilty party is going to be Brown. It is. Kennedy is so used to getting space and getting blocks from behind at just 5'9", but she gets called for that one. And Herzberg will head to the charity stripe. A 66% free throw shooter. She drains her first.
Well, gave up an offensive rebound there. So, again, these are points off of offensive rebounds.
Yep. And this one in and out. So 36-26, the lead remains 10. I'm looking at Herzberg's sneaker size, and those things are huge. She should be at least 6'1", shouldn't she? Look at those. Crompton, dribble penetration, dishes off onto the right wing. Brown, top of the key. Dumont almost walked with it.
She
really did, and she got away with one. She seems nervous right now.
Yeah, she catches the ball, and there's a hesitancy there.
She'll swing it left side, Brown. Dumont on the floor, and she walked.
Now, that time I thought she might have got rid of the ball. I thought she traveled earlier in the possession. But, again, and she had a lane to the basket, but she opted to try to kick it to the corner rather than taking it to the basket. So two quick turnovers for Regina.
Coach Bulger pulling at his head at her, saying, use your smarts, be smart. Dribble penetration, left baseline. Trashinsky leaves the 7-footer short. Brown with a rebound, dangerous outlet. Lehman has released, and she's all alone under the cylinder for two.
Well, that's another assist for Kennedy Brown, and a little bit of a dangerous pass, but again, confidence in herself. Again, the long floor, sometimes kids have a hard time adjusting to make that pass, but right on the money to Sarah Lehman, who got out ahead of the pack.
Low post, up and under move, Peter. She's going to kick it out to Snell near wing. Their center Kruger pops out right baseline, trying to back Lehman down, and a great job to double team. Verducci strips her the ball. She's double teamed. They get it to Kennedy Brown. Brown's going to dribble out of trouble down the far sideline.
You know, that's where Verducci's off playing man, and she sees the player turn her head, and it's not a design play, but as soon as that head gets turned, she attacks the player and comes up with the steal.
Northwest Webster is really playing tight man-to-man defense. They are inside Regina's jerseys. And we're going to have a travel, Grayson Dumont, and she's going to take a seat.
You know, Grayson just has to get a nail. They have to pound it through that pivot foot, and she's got to stay put. She just catches the ball and seems to want to shuffle.
And she is. And she's beside herself as she takes a seat on the bench.
Well, it's tough because this is where Regina could be stretching the lead.
Yep.
And instead, it's, you know, staying right at that 10-12 point.
As we've got contact, Herzberg doesn't care with three fouls. She's going in against Gardy, and Gardy has just picked up her third.
Well, that's the tough thing with Dumont struggling a little bit is Gardy's come in and, again, has played a lot of minutes this year, but a quick foul there, and that's her third.
Snell takes the lob on the inbounds. Down low, Kruger, double teamed and swatted away from behind by Brown. She picks it back up and goes up a second time for two.
Well, Candy Brown got her hand on the first one, but she hadn't left her feet yet. So then she backed off a little bit. So it's, there's a foul from behind.
Oh, they're going to call a charge.
No, it's a block.
Now, wait a minute. He pointed this way.
It's on 15 Lehman. I think an illegal screen.
That would be why.
I thought the defensive player had a hand on the offensive player's back as they were driving, but then again, an illegal screen. So again, that's a turnover for Regina.
38-28. Regals with the lead, Cougars with the ball. Trushinski out beyond the pro arc, comes to a jump stop at the elbow, kicks it out, right wing. Herzberg with her third three ball of the day.
Well, this is where Regina's turnovers are starting to haunt them. They have four turnovers already here in this quarter and just haven't had a lot of looks at the basket.
Crompton, top of the key, dishes off on the give and go. Do we have a foul or a travel? She hit Lehman, cutting down the weak side of the lane, and it's going to be a foul against Northwest Webster. It's going to be Brenna Peters, and that's her third. The fouls are starting to mount up
they
here.
They are. Although Manson did play nine players in the first half. Regina just played seven kids in that first half.
Off the inbounds. Great screen. Double screen on the wing, and Crompton cuts hard to the basket for an easy lay-in.
Again, a nicely designed inbounds play that get caught Manson, and Crompton gets the ball with no one between her and the basket. And now a turnover for Manson. Regina has the basketball.
Herzberg tried to throw it into a double team as Wood has checked in. She was making herself a big target, but too many white jerseys there. The handoff to Crompton. Verducci in between the circles. Off a Lehman screen, pick and roll, but she's going to go in. That ball was partially blocked. Here comes Herzberg. Regina 40. Northwest Webster 31. Cougars trying to cut into the deficit. Three ball from the far corner. Airmailed from Peters. Verducci's got it. Now the Regals want to run, but you would be well served to set up and run some offense here.
Again, with these turnovers, you want a quality shot every possession. And
Crompton really being dogged by Snell. Stutter steps, keeps her dribble, and goes all the way in with the left hand. That was a big time move.
Nice job being patient there, and again with her left hand. She had the ball for about 10 seconds of dribbling there, but finally got a screen and came off the screen and went hard to the basket and scored. And now Manson takes a timeout.
We'll keep it here until we hear from you, Scott. Mary Crompton is putting on a clinic. She is shooting nearly 60% from the floor, 56% from beyond the arc. We still have 3.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter, and she already has 19 points.
Well, again, almost every shot has been a good shot. You know, she hasn't forced things. One thing you might think is when you see those point totals that she's forced things, and she really has not. I mean, her teammates have done a good job for looking for her, but she's created shots, and again, she's come off screens, and again, it's been a variety. Layups, pull-up jump shots, three-pointers. So, again, that makes her so difficult to guard.
Part of the difference between a high-volume shooter and a kid who's hunting for shots is the kid that's hunting for shots will take them out of rhythm, outside the flow of the offense. That's not, as you mentioned, what Mary Crompton is doing.
No. But like I say, last year I thought she more, kind of hung around the three-point line and things, didn't do a lot of penetrating and different things from that standpoint, where this year it's the whole package.
As the ball will be inbounds in the backcourt, your Regal Five right now are Crompton, Guardy, Verducci, Lehman, and Brown. The Cougars will counter with Herzberg bringing it across half court. Snell, Trashinsky checking in now as Kathy Condon. And Wood is now in at center. She's posting up big. Brown is trying to front her. Regina's in a 2-3 zone, and do we have a foul or was the ball kicked?
No, just ball kicked by Mary Crompton.
Got screened out
again,
by the official.
I think Regina's gone back to kind of that 1-2 or 3-2 where, again, we'll see at the top person if the ball goes down to the side if they sag. Usually they sag to front the post.
Herzberg, a 360 spin, stripped by Verducci. She doesn't have the numbers, and she would be wise to slow it down. Hits a trailing Brown. Low blocks, and she walked with the ball. There was contact. Nice job. That was gutsy by Herzberg with three fouls.
Well, that's where Kenny Brown a little out of control because there really wasn't anything there for her offensively, and she tried to go by and then decided I'm not going to get to the basket and tried to kick it to the corner and traveled as a result. Now, Regina out now, three-quarter court pressure.
Yep, 1-2-2. We'll see if they go over the top of it or try and break it with the dribble. Herzberg's picked up her dribble. Trashinsky, they go over the top of it. Wood up the near side. Condon cut off beyond the arc. Wood, their big center's out beyond the three-point arc. That's not where they want her. She's going to cut through. Trashinsky, far corner. Snell up top now. 1 foot inside the circle, picks up her dribble. They'll reverse up near side. Condon down low into the corner. Nice identification by Lehman. Up top, Herzberg from 23 feet out. Leaves it short. Battle for the ball goes off of Wood.
That was a deep three. That was almost, they have the high school line, and then they have the NBA developmental line or NBA line, and that was close to the NBA line. But yep. Again, a high screen set by the post player, so it was a good look.
Crompton, Cardinal Sin picks up her dribble as she crosses half court, but they get rid of it. Man-to-man defense right now by the Cougars. Crompton down the right side of the lane. Dishes off down low to Lehman. Up top to Brown. There's the senior saying, nope, we're not going to rush.
Yeah, Mary Carr maybe trying to do a little bit too much there.
Guardy off a high post screen. Goes all the way in. Nobody picks her up, and she's got a left-handed layup.
Well, that's nice. That was a long way. Took the hand off really on one side of the floor. Looped all the way around and down the side of the free throw lane and laid it up left-handed, kind of uncontested.
44-31, Regals with the lead, back in that 1-2-2 zone. Herzberg beyond the arc, swings it near side to Condon. Near corner, Trashinsky from distance, it's all net. Those are her first points of the second half.
Well, Regina's just got to rotate. The ball got reversed around. I think it was three passes from one baseline to the other and just slow to get out there. And again, that's Manson's leading scorer, so you got to guard that.
Lehman, high blocks, drives in against Wood, all the way to the iron, and she's fouled. Count it, and one coming.
Well, every time Regina has had an answer to any three ball or any big basket that might change momentum, they've come right back each time and scored, and this time it's Sarah Lehman going down the lane, drawing contact. That's her 11th point. She'll shoot here for 12.
Sarah Lehman is a 69% free throw shooter. She has such a high arc on her shot, but it comes down through the cylinder. And she's going to catch a breather as Katie Dunn will check in.
Well, that's big. Again, Manson to hit the three-pointer to get within 10, and then Regina comes back with a conventional three-point play to get up by 13 again.
Cougars break the press. Herzberg in between the circles. Swings it right wing. Condon. Up top, Trashinsky from 24 feet out. She's feeling it. That's her second in as many trips down the court. And it's back to a 10-point Regal lead, 47-37.
Well, 10-point ball game here.
Crompton off a high post screen by Brown. She kicks it back to Brown at the elbow. Into the corner, ball tapped away by Herzberg. 1 minute and 1 second left to go in the third quarter. And Lehman's going to check in for Kennedy Brown. Nope, looks like Katie Dunn.
Well, the big thing is, again, Regina's going to have to start locating shooters. Faith Trashinsky, 2 3-pointers. Chloe Herzberger, 3 3-pointers. So, again, Manson does have shooters on the perimeter.
Verducci off a high post screen. We'll see if they back it out and work for the final shot here. They're up by 10. Lehman in the low blocks and throws it away. Trashinsky with the steal. Regina just looked a little rushed.
Yeah, 42 seconds left. Now, let's see. In the past two quarters, they held for the last shot of the quarter. Let's see what they do now. We're inside of 35 seconds.
They're going to work for one.
This could be a huge base. Again, it's a 10-point ball game right now, so a chance to get within 8 or 7.
Herzberg is going to back it out. Coach Larson signals the set that he wants. Last time they didn't start their offense until about 12 seconds. 15 showing right now. 12. 10. Now you figure you got to move. 9 seconds. 8. She'll swing it left wing. Snell for 3. Off the heel of the iron. Brown skies to pull it down with 4 seconds. Long outlet. Lehman gets a shot up at the buzzer. In and out. And the score remains a 10-point lead for the second-ranked Regals as we have come to the end of the third quarter of play. Iowa City, Regina, 47. Manson, Northwest, Webster, 37. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to High School Girls Class 2A State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now, exclusively from I'm On Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, I'm On Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. I'm On Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Fourth quarter underway. Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. Iowa City, Regina leading Manson, Northwest Webster, 47-37. Regals with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Lehman drives down the right side of the lane on a nice feed by Crompton, but leaves the layup short. And here come the Cougars. Trushinski at the other end running the break. She's fouled in the act. She'll head to the free throw line as this one's going to go against Kennedy Brown, her second. Team foul number 4.
Well, this is where things get magnified. Regina had a nice possession there. Sarah Lehman down the lane. A contested shot, but a good look. Doesn't score. They come down to the other end, and Manson, they get fouled in the act of shooting Faith Trushinski, and she makes the first one. So here, shooting to cut it to an 8-point lead.
69% free throw shooter. She's 100% this trip down the line, and it's a single-digit deficit, 47-39. Regals with the lead and the ball just underway here in the fourth quarter. Brown off a high screen by Lehman. Kicks it out. Dumont for 3. Off the mark, and I think we're going to have an over-the-back by Kennedy Brown. Kennedy Brown has just picked up her third, team foul number 5.
Well, again, being aggressive here. It's fourth quarter. You don't leave anything back, but trying to block it on the one end, and that time going for an offensive rebound, and they pick up 2 fouls. That was right in front of Coach Bolger. Yep. He didn't agree.
Kennedy Brown actually has just her second as Snell answers with a 3 at the other end.
And that's her first basket, so that's not something you anticipated for Regina. So down to a 5-point lead here.
Crompton gets it, high blocks Lehman. Back to Crompton, lots of contact. Crompton keeping her dribble, and I think we're going to have a hand check against the Cougars. I think it's going to be Snell.
Boy, there was a huge bump before that that went uncalled, and, the officials have let them play for the most part. We were just talking about, we thought it had been a well-officiated ball game.
That's Snell's second, team foul number 3. Just under 7 minutes left to go in the ballgame. Lehman off the inbounds, threw up kind of a prayer. She faded away from Kruger. I thought she could have leaned in and left it well short. And here comes Herzberg, kick it into a second gear. Gardy just fouls her. Lauren Gardy, Regina's best defender, has just picked up her 4th.
And was that the 6th or 7th team foul for Regina?
6th
team foul.
Dumont back in. Boy, a much more aggressive Cougar squad to start the fourth quarter here.
Much more aggressive offensively.
The inbounder will be Herzberg. They won't put a defender on her. Lobs it out to Trushinski. Left wing beyond the arc, Peters. Skip pass near wing. Kruger pops out, puts up an 8-footer. Off the mark, weak side rebound pulled down by Crompton. Crompton with 19 of her team's 47 points. Behind the back, around Snell. Spots up from distance. Got it!
That was big time. A high screen, behind the back dribble to get around the screen and then stop and pop a 3. That was special.
Mary Crompton, have yourself a ball game.
Trzaskowski spots up for three at the other end. That might have come quick in their offense, and Lehman pulls it down.
It's a big rebound by Sarah Lehman, doing a nice job. Now again, Regina with an eight-point lead. We're down to the six-minute mark.
Brown out in between the rings, off of Lehman's screen. She'll kick it to the far corner, Verducci. Oh, she almost balled that basketball.
Dribble. She kept her hand on top. It kind of came up high just off the pass, and good job controlling the basketball.
Just a little bit of a three-man weave. They're running a baseline cutter weak side right now, seeing if they can't catch Northwest Webster snap. Or pardon me.
Boy.
I was going to say sleeping. Verducci, far corner. And they're just dribbling out some clock right now. Brown drives right baseline, kicks it back out up top. Lehman down low, and she got in trouble and forced a post-to-post pass. Not a good decision, stolen away.
Oh, good pass to Lehman, but she kind of got caught off balance and nowhere to go.
And a double dribble. Great job by Crompton to get back and cut off the baseline on Trzaskowski.
Now we'll see. Nope. I was curious if Manson would get into any kind of full court pressure, but they're at least not now, though now we have a timeout on the floor.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 30-second break with 5:23 left to go fourth quarter. Second-ranked Regina by 8, 50-42 over 7th-ranked Northwest Webster. We're back with more Class 2A State Tournament Basketball on KGYN.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock & Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Not quite the four-minute mark, but I think it's safe to say it's crunch time. 5:23 left to go in this ballgame. Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. Brent Balbinot alongside Eric Peterson. First round of the girls' Class 2A State Basketball Championships. Second-ranked Iowa City Regina leading 7th-ranked Manson Northwest Webster 50-42. The Regals will have the ball. And Eric, right now up by 8. You don't want to pull it out. You don't want to take yourself out of rhythm, but at the same time, you can afford to run a little clock here, can't you?
Well, you can, and the key is high percentage passes. I think they've tried a few passes that are, you know, again, contested.
And Crompton takes a three and says, what do you know, right?
Well, but again, it was off of penetration and then a dish, you know. So, again, there was space there, and when that's your best shooter, that's not a bad shot.
Her fifth three of the game. Trzaskowski down the right side of the lane, can't find the range. Wood with the board and goes back up strong. She's fouled. She'll head to the free throw line.
Kenny Brown, I think, again, with the three fouls, was being a little tentative there. And, Taylor Wood has done a great job off the bench. She's got six. She had 6 points in that first half and now gets fouled and gets to the free throw line, although first one is short.
Brown with her third. Wood to the line. Taylor Wood. Just a 61% free throw shooter. She clunks her first off the front of the iron. The second is on the way. It's also short.
Long rebound. And again, Mary Crompton gets that rebound.
53-42. Lead remains 9. Crompton off a high post screen by Lehman. She's going in hard anyway. Misses. Brown with the board. Wisely kicks it out. Regina up by 9. She's going to run some clock. And now the Cougars are coming out in a tight man defense. They're not going to be able to just hold the ball. They're going to have to move it. Lehman in the high post, spins, goes around Wood, finishes left with a left hand at the iron.
Well, she missed a couple, but she faked the handoff, and then again she had Wood on her, and Wood not the quickest player, and put it on the floor and went down the lane and scored.
55-42. Kicking it back out up top, Herzberg for three. This one goes off the heel of the iron, one and done underneath. Kennedy Brown.
Kennedy Brown on the boards now. Now you have a 13-point lead, and you're at the four-minute mark. Backdoor cut, good decision. She
nice
ended
job.
Up the pass
yep.
Let her a little too far.
Brown's going to spot up from 18 right wing. Cannot get the friendly roll.
Well, and that may be, again, not Kennedy's shot, and that may be where you might have wanted to run just a little
yep.
more clock.
3:45 left to go in the game. Regals up by 13, 55-42. Cougars with the ball moving left to right. Back in a soft man-to-man. Trzaskowski. Near wing Snell, pump fake, drives right baseline, cut off by Lehman, leans in, finds Wood in the post, she tries to muscle up, it's knocked out of bounds off of Lehman.
Well, that's where Verducci does a good job leaving her player and got a hand in, and it's out of bounds off Verducci. But Manson had the ball into Wood at point blank range, and good job by Verducci sagging in and helping. Find the three-point shooters.
Lob pass comes to Herzberg. They got to identify her. Trushinski, low blocks, goes up strong. Swatted away by Lehman. Brown picks up the loose ball. It's a 1-2 punch. The outlet to Crompton. Crosses over. The sophomore will slow it down. Far corner to Dumont. Coming up on 3 minutes left to go. And at what point now do you start thinking about fouling?
You get it. Well, okay. I was going to say, just even if you're Regina trying to be, run some clock here. And you're inside now with 302, 301. I think this could be where you start running clock.
And if you are Northwest Webster, you've got four fouls you've got to give before you can put them in the bonus.
Backdoor cut.
Nice job by Brown. Leans in. Went right around Wood. That might be the last nail in the coffin.
That might be. That gets it up to 15 here with 2:47 left.
Coach Bolger high-fiving his team as they come over to the bench. He meets them at half court. They're starting to snip it now on the Regina sideline.
Well, that was just a nice play. Again, a backdoor cut. Obviously, if you're Manson, you got to be out in passing lanes denying the basketball. And just a good, strong step out and then backdoor cut. Nice pass into a layup. Like I said, I was thinking maybe run some clock. But, again, either maybe this where the only shot is a layup or anything Mary Crompton wants to shoot.
Mary Crompton is having herself a game. 25 points. She is shooting 58% from beyond the arc today. 56 from the floor. She's shooting better from distance than she is inside.
Well, and that last play, if there would be a SportsCenter top whatever, if you think of women's basketball, again, she was going to her right. There was a screen. She dribbled behind the back, then reversed off that screen, stopped, came to a jump stop, elevated three-pointer. That was as pretty as almost any play I've seen this year. It was really nice.
Herzberg will take the inbounds with 2:47 left to go. She'll bring it across the timeline. They're going to lay off of her. I don't think I'd do that just yet. Trushinski has the pass go through her fingertips, but saves it from going over and back. She's picked up her dribble. Kruger pops out top of the key. Little pass far wing. Dribble penetration by Peters on the baseline. Leaves it short. She went up hesitantly, but we've got a foul underneath. The official all the way out of top making the call. And is it going against Northwest Webster?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think that's a good call. It was a long rebound. Regina got to the ball first in the foul. And I was just going to mention, Regina does have 17 fouls. So, again, Regina wants to play good defense, but they don't want to stop the clock with fouling. Manson may have to do a little substituting for defense because, again, they have to foul a number of times here, but they have a couple players in foul trouble.
Well, she's got four fouls, she being Peters, and she's coming out. As Snell is right on Crompton, throws out a forearm as a breaker a little bit. Keeping that forearm out, getting some separation, but refuses to give up her dribble. Kicks it out now to Brown. And the Cougars are not fouling here. Down 57-42, but they are not fouling. We're coming up on 2 minutes left to go in this game. Lehman, far corner to Brown.
And we're down to the two-minute mark now.
Up 57-42. Regina's clearly not going to shoot here unless they get some kind of backdoor layup. And finally now a foul, but that's not who you want fouling if you're Northwest Webster, as Herzberg has just picked up her fourth.
Well, and this may be, again, if you know you got a foul, you might have to run a sub in here for someone.
I would run several subs in.
Yeah.
You got a fresh bench here with five fouls to give, but they're not doing so. Crompton drives in off the square. No good. She's feeling it today. Here comes Herzberg. Nobody's picked up the ball. She's going to go down the left side of the lane. Muscles up strong. She'll head to the line.
Again, that's where it almost ended up being a three-point play. So, again, I jokingly said Mary Crompton any shot she wants, but again, you were down to 1:45 and running the clock, and again, a contested shot, not a layup, and now Manson comes back and gets fouled, and then other one scoring with the clock stopped, and two, if they make the second here, they'll have a chance to set up pressure.
Herzberg, a 66% free throw shooter, she connects on her first, hits her second. Those are just her first points, though, in the fourth quarter. And now full court pressure. Are they going to back off? Yeah. They're going to back off at 57-44, and now a minute 39 left to go. I want to say, are they conceding, but they're not fouling. It's almost as if they are. Down low, great feed. Verducci to Lehman. Oh, Sarah gave up on that play. Follow your shots. It was right there.
I just don't know that they need to shoot.
They don't.
Turnover.
Verducci gets it back to Crompton, and that's just got to be about it. I mean, the Cougars are not fouling. Coach Larson is screaming at his players to come out and do just that. You don't want Herzberg to do it. Baseline cut by Verducci. The ball goes off of her hands, but it was swatted out of bounds, I believe, by Condon.
I almost thought that was a turnover. Again, a good pressure, backdoor cut, but a tough pass. A tough pass there. I thought it might have been off Regina, but the officials say no, off of Manson, and Regina gets the ball.
Well, Sophie Herzberg has checked in for Chloe Herzberg. You got to figure somebody's into foul here, but Crompton's backing it out, and they are not doing it. Behind the back, a big screen by Brown, and it's almost as if they're conceding. They are not going to foul. And now a late reach in, but they let 10 seconds tick off the clock. As this one's going to go against Condon.
A 13-point Regina lead, 55.7 seconds. That is the sixth team foul. So the next foul for Manson Northwest Webster Cougars will put Regina at the free throw line.
Snell will check out, as will Sophie Herzberg checking in.
Well, they're going to probably want Mary Crompton to give up the basketball, but who knows if she will give up the
basketball. They're not even bringing up help to double team here as tie up, or is it going to be a foul on Trushinski? Looks like a reach-in foul on Trushinski. There's a 17 foul that now finally puts him in the bonus, but I'm just surprised that the Cougars didn't foul earlier to extend this ball game.
I thought that almost could have been a jump ball. Mary Crompton kept the ball, and they finally went to double team her, and looked like they were going to get hands on the basketball.
Crompton hits her first free throw. Again, a 78% free throw shooter. And now Herzberg's going to check back in to spell Kruger for Northwest Webster.
Again, this Virginia, you need to play good defense and not foul here. Good defense and not foul.
Second free throw by Crompton is up and pure. 26 points on the afternoon for the sophomore point guard for the Regals.
Now, Regina coming on in some soft full court pressure, too. Making the clock run.
Herzberg for a long three, buries it. She smiles. I kind of thought she might be a bit more aggressive. I know she was in foul trouble, but at least offensively, she just kind of disappeared in the fourth quarter. 59-47, it's a 12-point lead. They will not foul, but the pass deflected. Trushinski coming the other way, dribbles it off of her own foot. It's picked up by Crompton. She shoves her off of her. Brown's just gonna dribble out the clock. Final 12 seconds. Crompton in between the rings, and the Cougars will not foul. This one is now almost in the books. Final 3 seconds tick off the clock. The Regal fans rise to their feet as they have earned themselves a spot in the semifinals.
Well, just an all-around good game for Regina. Offensively, they did a lot of nice things. I think maybe the only thing, they had a lot of turnovers, far more turnovers that you'd like to see. But again, the quality of opposition certainly has stepped up, and that can lead to a few more turnovers than your average for the season.
What a ball game. As the Regals remain unbeaten on the season now at 25-0, the Cougars will end their season at 20-5. As the second-ranked Iowa City Regina Regals knock off the seventh-ranked Manson Northwest Webster Cougars by a final of 59-37. We'll take a two-minute break, two-minute timeout, back with a quick post-game stats and analysis, and then we'll just hand the mic off to Jeff Downing and EP. You guys are getting ready for a lot of action here this afternoon.
Well, we got a couple games next. We're kind of excited about the next game. One of the players averages 27 points per game, so that'll be, and I believe it's a 5-4 guard, but... Again, congratulations to Regina. They really played a good all-around ball game. But Mary Crompton, 27 points.
Yep. 59-37. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Back with your postgame. You're listening to High School Girls State Tournament Basketball action on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
It's a big time, boys, 4A Substate Final doubleheader this Tuesday night. Join us Tuesday starting at 6:15 from the U.S. Cellular Center as number 9 Linmar takes on number 8 Cedar Falls on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. That's followed on all three of our frequencies by number 3 Iowa City West, meaning Iowa City High, in the rubber game of their season series. The winners move on to the Boys State Tournament in Des Moines. That's boys 4A Substate doubleheader basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union, Linmar Cedar Falls, and Iowa City West, Iowa City High. Tuesday night starting at 6:45 right here on KGYM.
Welcome back courtside at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Day number 2, game number 1 of the Iowa High School Girls State Basketball Tournament sees a dandy of a matchup in Class 2A. Second-ranked Iowa City Regina remains unbeaten at 25-0 on the season as they bring an end to seventh-ranked Manson Northwest Webster's season, now 20-5. The Regals, though, had to earn it as the Cougars gave them everything they could handle. But in the end, Eric, just too much Mary Crompton here this afternoon. You've got the mobile app here in front of you. Do you have the box score?
Mary Crompton, again, 9 for 15 from the field, 5 for 8 from three-point land, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. I don't know what more you could ask, but also if you look down to Kennedy Brown's line, 2 for 4 from the field, only 4 shots, 2 for 4 from the free throw line, 12 rebounds, 7 assists. And Sarah Lehman had a good ball game, 6 for 11 from the field, 2 for 3 from the line, 6 rebounds, 14 points. There's almost a tale of two halves. Regina really built their lead in that first half, 20 points to 13 in the first quarter, 16 to 12. Second half was almost dead even. Manson made a little run, outscored Regina 12 to 11 in that third quarter, much lower scoring, obviously. And then the last quarter, Regina had 12 to Manson's 10. So, a quick start, a lot of action early, a little more methodical there in the second half. But again, you know, when you're up by that 10, 12, 13 points, you know, you can be a little more methodical.
59-47, it was a 12-point basically differential at the end. It was a 10-point game at the half, but I'm also looking down at Cammie Verducci. 8 points, but all in the first half, and a couple of big threes. As a matter of fact, the only Regal to hit one from beyond the arc. She hit two in that second quarter, and that really forced Manson Northwest Webster to come out of that zone.
Well, and it did, and like I said, Manson made like a couple runs where they had a big shot where you thought maybe it could turn momentum, but I remember one time Mary Crompton hit a three right after that, and then Cammie Verducci hit those two threes. The other thing I thought, Manson's two of their big scorers, Krasinski and Herzberg, they got their points 15 and 17, but Krasinski 5 for 13 from the field, Herzberger 5 for 14. So where Regina's kids are shooting above 50%, it's taking Manson a lot more shots to get their points. So from the field, Manson was 17 for 44, 38%, where Regina was 22 for 40, 50% from the field.
I had Herzberg for 18. They have her for 17. I'm going to have to double check the math. But if there's such a thing as a quiet 17 or 18 points, Herzberg had it this afternoon, but she got in foul trouble, Eric, and it just didn't seem like she felt she could be as aggressive as she wanted to in the second half.
Well, we talked at half, Manson had three kids, two with two and one with three, and again, I think it maybe just made him a little bit more tentative or a little less aggressive. There was that stretch where they came out and they extended their defense, and like I said, that second half was really a very even ball game, but again, that's where if you can get out to that early lead and then just, like I say, if you can just tread water, you're in good shape.
Turnovers have got to be a concern if you're Matt Bolger. 13 assists, but 18 miscues today, minus five in that category. Now, today, Manson Northwest Webster didn't necessarily make them pay for them, but you're about to face a much more ratcheted up level of competition with Unity Christian on Thursday. And whether they force them or you're just kind of lazy with the ball and give away an unforced turnover, you can't afford 18 on Thursday in the semifinals.
And they're going to have to watch. I mean, Grayson Dumont had four turnovers. I think they're all four travels. So they're going to have to try to talk to her a little bit, try to get that worked out. Again, Grayson, a younger player, a sophomore. So again, first game on the big stage. Hopefully the next one will be a little better. And a number of Regina turnovers were kind of almost, where they penetrated and they were almost, where they might have been four shots, but maybe not counted as a shot. And I know there were two or three turnovers that, like, literally, they'd get a turnover kind of in a scramble situation and then maybe trying to save the basketball or get the basketball out, they'd turn it over again. But still, more turnovers than you would have wanted if you're Regina.
Well, right now, you won, and you won basically in a unique fashion because you didn't play your cleanest basketball, but arguably your best scorer. I won't say your best player, but your best scorer stepped up and had one to remember, and everybody else did their job. If you are Matt Bolger, what's your message to your team as you get ready for Thursday semis?
Well, I mean, you're thrilled to win and move on. I mean, you can win looking good. You can win, playing ugly. You don't care. You get to play again, and you learn from this experience. You have a little time between games here, so you can take a deep breath. You'll start studying, the next opponent and start trying to scheme. Next opponent again, Regina and West Branch, those games were even, Steve, and they were close all the way through. West Branch, I think, had a chance to win one of the games late in the game. And to be honest, last night, West Branch played a good first quarter and a good first half. But, second half, they struggled. And again, we always are curious when Regina plays size. And I believe it's Unity Christian, isn't it, that they'll play?
Yes.
They have the 6-foot post player that's going to play volleyball at Iowa State, and watching her last night, she certainly could play basketball at a collegiate level. Don't know for sure Division One, but a really solid player. And so again, Regina's going to have to kind of scheme a little bit in terms of, how do you guard the post. But again, there was an outstanding perimeter player as well that I think was all tournament last year. Those two players are going to be key to defend for Regina against Unity Christian.
Well, we know the matchup on this side of the bracket, as it will be coming up on Thursday. I will be in Indianapolis. We'll wait and see if I'll be there for more than one day. But you and, actually, Jeff Downing is going to have the call.
Yep.
He may be a miracle man on his own here. But it will be 3:15 on Thursday as Regina will be taking on Unity Christian. Final score here again this afternoon, 59-47, second-ranked Iowa City. Regina remains unbeaten on the season at 25-0 as they bring an end to the season of seventh-ranked Manson Northwest Webster, now 20-5. By a final of 59-47. Big thank you going out to Scott Unash, our in-studio producer and engineer. EP, appreciate you making the trip over, throwing on the headset.
You bet. Well, like I said, I took a personal day today. It's always something that's kind of intrigued me, and it's always been tough. I've been asked and had to say no, but again, it's well worth it to take the day and come down and get to enjoy this, to get to call a game with kids that you've watched this season. That's a lot of fun, and again, look forward to watching the rest of the tournament. We have two more games today, so that'll be fun.
We're going to be sending it back to the station for ESPN programming, and then Jeff will be back on the air at about 11:35, so about we're looking at here about 10 minutes or so, and then game number two. Final score again, the opener of day number two, Class 2A gets underway, or actually continues, I should say, with Regina beating Manson Northwest Webster by a final of 59-47. This is Brent Balbinot. You've been listening to a sports presentation of the South Gym, 106.3 FM KGYN.